Welcome to today's podcast on the latest research in AI safety. We're diving into a paper titled Red Teaming GPT-4V. Are GPT-4V safe against uni-multimodal jailbreak attacks? This paper is a technical exploration into the robustness of large language models, LLMs, and multimodal large language models, MLLMs, against various jailbreak attacks. Jailbreak attacks are attempts to trick or manipulate AI models into generating harmful or prohibited content, despite safety measures in place. These attacks can be textual, where the input is crafted to elicit a certain response, or visual, where images are manipulated to the same end. The researchers conducted experiments on both proprietary business models and open source models, focusing on GPT-4 and a variant referred to as GPT-4V, which includes visual inputs. They created a comprehensive evaluation benchmark with 1,445 harmful behavior questions across 11 different safety policies, such as violence, hate speech, and misinformation. The methodology involved red teaming, which is a process of challenging a system to improve its security. They tested the models against handcrafted jailbreak attacks, which use predefined templates or process functions to insert harmful questions, and automatic jailbreak attacks, MAI, which optimize a string as part of the attack to elicit harmful content. For textual jailbreaks, they used methods like GCG and AutoDAN, which generate prompts that can be partially transferred to other models. For visual jailbreaks, they tested methods like FigStep, VisualAdv, and ImageHijacks, which manipulate visual inputs. The results showed that GPT-4 and GPT-4V demonstrated better robustness against jailbreak methods compared to open-source models. GPT-4 was particularly resilient against the GCG attack, with less than 1% of responses classified as harmful. However, under the AutoDAN attack, Llama2-7b, an open-source model, was the most robust, with GPT-4V showing some vulnerability. In terms of visual jailbreaks, GPT-4V was harder to jailbreak compared to other open-source MLLMs. The paper also discussed the transferability of jailbreak methods, finding that attacks optimized for one model could sometimes be transferred to another, but with varying success rates. The discussion section highlighted that no single method achieved the highest attack success rate across different models. GPT-4 was more robust against textual jailbreak methods, and the visual jailbreak methods did not significantly alter the model's refusal to generate harmful content. In conclusion, the paper found that GPT-4 and GPT-4V are more robust against jailbreak attacks compared to open-source models, but there is still a significant gap that needs addressing. The paper suggests that future work should include incorporating more jailbreak methods and datasets to further test the model's safety. Listeners, this paper is a crucial step in understanding and improving the safety of AI models against malicious attacks. It's a reminder that as AI technology advances, so too must our methods for ensuring its ethical and safe use. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope this summary has provided valuable insights into the ongoing efforts to secure AI systems.